The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome to Pointing You Home, your number one local real estate news resource. Let's jump into some local news that matters to you.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go! And the girls all get prettier at closing time.
In Rockville, the town center last week had a town meeting about what's happening in Rockville. Have you heard? There have been numerous closures of stores in downtown Rockville, and about 400 people packed a meeting hall to discuss how officials, local officials, and the development's owner can find a way to stem the spate of recent business closures, including the Mellow Mushroom, which is a wonderful, very favorite place for pizza. Plus, if you're not aware of it, Dawson's Market, named after the Dawson family, who were some of the founders of Rockville, also, and Pandora's Seafood House and Bar is also closed. Now, the question, and this is where Federal Realty Vice President Deidre Johnson tried to speak to it, that there's just no way without the benefit of that kind of meeting that the city of Rockville put together that they would understand the need as far as the citizens are concerned. And she reminded that crowd that they're not getting on a plane, they're not going back to New York or Chicago, they're going to stay right there and work with the community. And I think the challenge is, you know, you clearly do not succeed in business unless you have customers. And you have to have enough customers that make you enough money that makes sense for you to stay there. One of my favorite restaurants in downtown Rockville, the Taste of Saigon, unfortunately closed its doors, and I've lost one of my favorite dishes, their shrimp, the black pepper shrimp. I wish I could make it. I wish I could buy it. If anybody's got the recipe, let me know. Unfortunately, there's just been a high-profile development phase, and a lot of the residents feel like the developer cast the town square aside as a focus, as they focused more on Pike and Rose over the last 2 to 3 years. Hopefully some change will come. Pepco in Montgomery County are holding a ribbon cutting for new natural surface trail in North Potomac. It's a 6-mile trail, the result of the Exelon Pepco Merber, and it culminates a year-long project. If you like to jog, you like to ride bikes, take a jog down there. In Roslyn, there's a development called the Highlands that has just broken ground, and from now till 2021, work will be in progress in Roslyn, adding 1,000 living units and thousands of square feet of new retail stores. So Penzance is the name of the developer, and so they broke ground actually they're about to break ground on October the 24th. And it's really a nod. The Highlands is a nod to its geographical location at the top of the hill at 1555 Wilson Boulevard, right near the newly developed Roslyn Highlands Park. Interested in getting into one of those condos well in advance of the general market, reach out to us at the Eric Stewart Group. We will help you and negotiate for you. Remember, the builder doesn't represent the buyer. The agent does. We do that. You pay nothing. You get representation from beginning to end at the Eric Stewart Group. Call us today at 800-900-9104 to discuss how we can help you, or go to ericstewartgroup.com and you can submit your name and information and we'll get right back to you.
Carry me back to old Virginia.
Hey, overseas visitors to Virginia spent, can you imagine, $1.9 billion last year. An installation at Boat Lake and Bird Park in Richmond, part of Virginia Tourism's Love Works campaign, is super popular. And Governor Ralph Northam's office said in a news release that tourism grew at a faster rate in Virginia than in the United States overall. So that's good news for Virginia, having visitors come in, good for business. Remember, the Light Up Fest is coming. It brings a million lights to Loudoun County. It's out in Ashburn, Virginia. It's a wonderful display, and that'll start November the 8th, the Light Up Fest. So be sure you stop by. Also, remember the Virginia pilot program that's going to give breakfast before standardized tests is starting. Now, that's a good thing for students who didn't eat when they rolled out of bed to take the test. by the way, there's a replica of the Air Force One that is open for tours at the National Harbor. So if you want to see a replica, it's going to be open to the public on October the 19th, actually just opened, and it will be open until the end of this year. So it's a model 747 plane, good tourist visit there if you're interested in doing something fun.
Oh, that was a bed and breakfast, man.
D.C. approved regulations on short-term rentals like those available through Airbnb. This is a huge win for one of my clients who bought a property and was hoping that he wouldn't be stalemated by a bill that would keep him from being able to rent through Airbnb. Now, the key here is when you buy real estate, can you have effective short-term rental policies that are built upon compromise and collaboration that are not onerous and restrictive? Can you do that as a government? Can you actually permit and allow a homeowner to rent his house out for a day, two, four, or eight? See, the key is if you do own real estate, you do not have permission to rent your whole house out for a big house party, okay, and have the law broken in the process. But you do have permission, and this is what DC is saying, if you want to rent your house out for 3 days at a time, have it cleaned and rent it out to somebody else, that's fine. But, and this is a big, big B in front of that but, you have to pay the local taxes that are due. It's not the same as a hotel tax, but make sure you collect it. If you're not good at collecting taxes or you like to make things easy on yourself, then I encourage you to check out something called Avalara. It's a company that developed a system for helping you collect taxes on your rental property.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
If you've ever looked at your house and you think about how your house looks, it's funny, I like the visual that your house in your eyes is this beautiful single-family home, and your buyer comes in and they look at it as something a little bit less than that. The lender looks at it a little bit less than that, and the appraiser tends to look at it like it's a tent. Whereas the tax assessor looks at it and says, my gosh, man, you've got a mansion here, right? So when we're selling houses and there are two buyers for every house, the buyer and the bank, well, what does the buyer say? The buyer says, I believe the value is X or Y based upon their perception of value, whereas the appraiser is looking backwards in time at what has sold previously. And I face this issue every February, March, when housing prices push up to their highest point every year. I always have to fight with the appraisers. Unfortunately, I tend to get very strong contracts at that time of the year, much stronger than I would say right now. But the reality is I've got to fight with the appraiser. So let me give you an example. Got a house listed for $800,000. We put it on the market early part of February. Six offers sold for $855,000. I told my client, there's not much chance that we're going to get this appraisal in at $855,000. We better negotiate now with all these contracts to get the appraisal waived. Now, the answer to the question that creates in your mind is, how do you waive an appraisal? Well, you're not really waiving the fact that the buyer has to get an appraisal to get their loan. What you're doing is waiving the contingency that gives the buyer the right to walk away if it comes in for less than a sales price or to renegotiate with the seller if the price comes out for something less. For instance, let's say that house at $855,000, if we hadn't gotten the appraisal waived, which we did, if it had come in at $840,000 instead of $855,000, the buyer would have come back to the seller and said, we want you to lower the sale price to $840,000 because that's where it appraised. And that really is understandable because there's a loan involved, but the value in that property is seen by the people who are trying to buy it, which is not the appraiser. So we wrote into our contract that the buyer agreed to cure any deficiency in the sales price between the sales price and the appraised price. You follow? So that deficiency, if you get the buyer to waive that deficiency, they'll cure it. And therefore, if it comes in at $840,000, they've already pre-agreed. There's no further negotiation. They will, in fact, put up an extra $15,000 to get that to settlement. Have you ever thought about what your emotional intelligence is? So if you are aware of your emotional self consistently, there are times when I feel like I'm emotionally not as aware of myself. This happens when I'm tired, when I've got too many things picking at me all at the same time. It's difficult to focus on more than one thing at a time. In fact, it's better to really pick one thing and focus on it. Emotionally, it's best if you do have a challenge and you can see it in yourself. Maybe you have multiple people saying the same thing to you over a period of time, maybe over your whole life, and you've thought that they are the issue. Maybe you need to step back and hold the mirror up and see who you are. I like what the book of James says. If you look at your face in a mirror and you turn away and forget what you look like, that's what James compares somebody who hears what he ought to do, but then doesn't do it. The truth is, if you end up knowing who you are and what you're weak in, if you don't take the steps necessary, make the decision that you prefer to be a different person by making specific, measurable steps, you will continue to walk in the same patterns. Real change comes from real steps in a different direction. So we have, at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, have classes coming in November in Maryland and in Washington, D.C. and Virginia on how to sell your home for top dollar. Now, these are classes I've given many times where I instruct you on where you can make the most money when you're preparing your home to sell. Also, when is the best time, and showing you statistical evidence to prove what I present. We would like to invite you to our free seminars. One is on how to age in your best place, which is really to give you what are the options for living. And then the other is on how to sell for top dollar. Both seminars are engaging and funny, and they'll teach you a lot. There's coffee and there's light refreshments as well. If you're interested, go to ericstewartgroup.com to register now. Or you can call us at toll-free, 800-900-9104. Remember that number, 800-900-9104. I'm Eric Stewart of Long & Foster. We'll be right back.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome back. We have a delightful property on West Rosemary Street in Falls Church City that has gone on the market that we just want you to know about, want to encourage you to take a look at. It's just under $900,000. It is a four-bedroom, two-full-bath with a full basement, beautiful backyard, very private, updated kitchen, large addition on the property that was done by the current owner. The bedrooms are all very big. And the kitchen, again, very nicely updated. Take a peek at ericstewartgroup.com for that property in Rockville, Maryland, on the Manor Club Golf Course on the 10th tee, 4318 Breton Road. That's B-R-E-T-T-O-N, Breton Road. Unusual home, built originally before the middle of last century. Very cool-looking exterior. Was hit by a tree. Major rebuild. I don't know what it is about me and trees falling on houses, Ken, but I've actually had a few.
I'm trying to tell you something.
So that is a gorgeous single-family house. And if you like golf and you want to have an exceptional property with great views and privacy, check out 4318 Breton Road. And out in Potomac, we've got a single-family home in the Cold Spring Wooten School District for $730,000. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath Rambler. With a two-car garage and a large unfinished basement on a level lot. These are just a few of the properties. Just put a house under contract on Quintana in Arlington, and we're excited about the market. So houses are selling well. We just put a townhouse under contract in Vienna. List 800, sell price $800,000 right by the Vienna Metro. So interested in selling, looking to get the best price, call the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, 800-900-9104. Talk with one of my team members.
We're never going out of style. I was thinking, wow, the sun is sinking low. We could go on.
Have you ever thought about how styles change and how far in advance of getting your home ready to sell you should actually make the modifications, like changing out the carpets or changing out the tile, those kinds of things? Based upon my reading, you are pretty good for 5 years, okay, to maybe 7 years. If you make a change, for instance, when I redid my bathroom at my house, and it was in 2007, it's now, just now, starting to look a little bit dated, but not quite, because we were ahead of the trend. We went to where we felt like the trend was going back then, and here it's 11 years later. If you look at houses where you might have put in what oftentimes I hear, a new kitchen in 2000, you'll see that the style, the coloring, the choices of cabinetry or tile and so on for that era actually dated to around 2000. You would have thought, gosh, that was like yesterday. It was 18 years ago. Remember the difference between 1970 and 1988 in style? That's how much difference in time. It's hard to believe that that much time has gone by, but it has. So if you're getting ready to sell, you want to enjoy what you have, we would recommend that you talk with a good style advisor, and we have an excellent one. If you're interested, feel free to reach out to us, and we'll give you her name and her contact information to walk through your house. If you're a style advisor listening, we are looking for a couple more to recommend. Feel free to contact us, again, 800-900-9104, or email me directly at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. When it comes to selling real estate, I often get the question, where do I make the most money when I sell? What do I need to change my furnace because it's old? Do I need to change my roof because it's old? We don't advise you do either, okay? Just because something's old doesn't mean it needs replacing. Think about when you change things at your house. There are those who would have a home inspector would come in and say, hey, I think you're going to need to, and you say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it so I don't have to worry about it. That would be the exception to the rule. The majority wait till something breaks. In real estate sales, unless your house is superlative in every way and therefore having a really old furnace doesn't make sense in the resale, let it be. It would be less expensive than putting $10,000 or $15,000 into HVAC equipment for you to instead focus your attention on giving the buyers 2 or 3 years of a home warranty. It's only $500 to $600 a year. That's what it would cost you out of your pocket. And guess what? You get coverage for your plumbing, your heating, your electrical, all the major systems in your house, all the way from the point that you sign that document until settlement. So I'll list a house now. We'll be getting ready. We'll go on the market in February or March or April. That house doesn't settle until June, or maybe even July or May, depending upon your choice. And during that entire time, you as the owner of the property don't have to worry about something breaking, because if it does, you call the warranty company. It's one of the miracles in real estate. Now, I don't think it's a main reason why people buy a house. So let me get that clear. It's a main way for you to overcome the fear that someone will have an objection about a really old piece of equipment that you have. Plus, you get the benefit. Seriously, okay, so this is the business model. This is just their business model. They don't come out and look at your house. It's not like an insurance for a car or something where they check your car, make sure there are no dings so you don't claim a ding when there already was one, right? It's more like they want you to sign up. They know they're going to lose money the first year, and what they want to do is give you the benefit of having that assurance that if something does break, then you are insured and can get it fixed or replaced. The buyer, you're giving the buyer 1 or 2 or 3 years. Let's say you give a 3-year home warranty to a buyer. That's going to cost you $1,500 to $1,800 to give them assurance. That is 1/5 of $10,000, even a little bit less than that. Okay? And so you're giving them, for a fraction of the cost, the kind of peace of mind that they don't have to worry about the air conditioner or the heater breaking between now and 3 years, between the settlement day and 3 years later. And then they can renew that warranty if they want to for another 5 years, and they'll have only paid another $3,000. You follow? Okay. And it not only covers the furnace, it covers all the major systems. It's a relative bargain for you as a seller. Do you do a home inspection before you put your house on the market? I don't advise it unless you happen to know that you have a major defect somewhere in your house and you need to get an engineer to check it out. I took a listing. This sweet lady had been in the house for about 50 years. And her entire garage floor had sunk. It was like a crater. It was like a giant beast had sat down on the concrete floor, and it sunk from the edges down into the middle. Now, clearly, from what I could tell, what happened was the ground underneath the concrete where the garage floor was not compacted effectively, or there was wood in that ground underneath the dirt that had just slowly rotted away over time, and it settled out. We hired an engineer. It cost her $700. She got word that the entire structure of her garage was safe and sound, that there was no major problems, even though there was a crack in a brick wall off the back of it. So we just brought in a contractor who put concrete over the top and provided that engineer's letter to resolve the question that would obviously come from a buyer when they saw that crack. It's important that you not create more work for yourself. If you hire a home inspector to come in and they look at your property and they say, you've got, you know, three things going on here, or you've got 15 things going on here, or 25 things going on here, you're going to have to fix everything they find, or you're going to have to disclose that you have the issue. Why spend $500 of your own money to do that when the buyers are going to get a home inspection anyways, and they're going to want to get a pound of flesh for the $500 that they spent, and you're going to give it to them anyways? Doesn't that make more sense? I try to be very straightforward with you. I try to tell you exactly what I know from 31 years in the business and about 3,000 homes sold. You know, there's just not a better process for selling homes than what we have at the Eric Stewart Group. I've divided the process into 170 steps from beginning to end to guide you on how to prep, how to market effectively, how to negotiate to protect your interests. We want you to contact us. We want to help you. And we've got a wonderful team with offices in multiple locations in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Please give us a call today to set up your preliminary appointment. This is an opportunity for you and I and our team for us to meet you to discuss your upcoming home sale. Call us toll-free, 800-900-9104. Again, call us today, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. If you're not ready for that, and you'd like to come to one of our seminars to get more educated in the process, you can go to ericstewartgroup.com and register there. And don't forget, we've got Senior Solutions coming up next. Christina Perret will join me from Ingleside, Rockville, and Helen Dankos, real estate attorney from RGS. I'm Eric Stewart of Long & Foster. Stay right where you are.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.